Welcome to this podcast about Dutch Harbor and Mackinac Island in Alaska. The article is produced by Coastview, written by Dr. Carl Schock, and read by Inara, an AI-generated voice. Scroll down to see pictures, maps, and dozens of embedded links to additional information. Please consider subscribing to enjoy more articles and podcasts at coastview.org. Dutch Harbor is an anchorage and fish processing facility on the east coast of Mackinac Island, bordered by Mount Ballyhoo to the west and a gravel spit to the east that forms the natural harbor, about 33 miles southwest of Acutan and 3 miles northeast of Unalaska, Alaska. Mackinac Island is situated in Onalaska Bay off the north coast of Onalaska Island in the Fox Islands group of the Eastern Aleutian Islands. The anchorage was reputedly named Holland Harbor by early Russian explorers who believed a Dutch vessel was the first to discover it. Lieutenant Gavro Sarachev of the Imperial Russian Navy, who wintered there in 1791 to 1792, recorded the Aleut name for the bay as Udakta, possibly derived from Udak and Dakstakuching, meaning bay and to rest, respectively, in the local Unangan language. Mackinac Island lies near the eastern end of the Aleutian volcanic arc, which separates the abyssal northern Pacific Ocean from the Bering Sea. Mount Ballyhoo, the island's highest peak, rises to 1,634 feet. About 70% of the island is covered by Paleogene volcanic and sedimentary rocks, known as the Unalaska Formation. This thick sequence consists of coarse and fine sedimentary and pyroclastic rocks, intruded by andesitic and basaltic dikes and sills. The sedimentary rocks are derived from eroded volcanics. While the full thickness of the formation is unknown, topographic and geologic data suggests it is between 16,400 and 32,800 feet. The spit forming the harbor consists of pebbles and sand eroded from the exposed northern base of Mount Ballyhoo and deposited by waves and winds from the north in the Bering Sea. These sediments are partially stabilized by vegetation and human infrastructure. The Aleut or Onangan people traditionally inhabited the entire Aleutian archipelago and have lived on Unalaska Island for thousands of years. Their name for the island, Onalashka, means near the peninsula. Genetic and archaeological evidence suggests that the Onangan descended from a population that crossed Beringia about 13,000 years ago. They appear to have diverged from other Beringian groups more than 6,000 years ago, with their closest relatives being the Siberian and Chukchi Eskimos. In 1759, the Russian fur trade reached Onalaska when Stepan Glatov arrived aboard the Julian. By 1762, Glatov departed with more than 1,000 fox pelts and a large cargo of sea otter skins. He also established relations with two chiefs on Umnak Island and three on Unalaska Island, who reportedly agreed to pay tribute to the Russians. Soon after, promishelniks, meaning fur traders, flooded the Fox Islands, gaining notoriety for their brutality and greed. The original Onangan population suffered devastating impacts, including warfare and outbreaks of disease brought by the Russians. Between 1763 and 1764, about 166 promishelniks were killed by Onangan warriors. One of the best-known encounters occurred in present-day Captain's Bay, about 6 miles southwest of Dutch Harbor, when Onangan warriors attacked the Zakariai Elizaveta, killing all aboard, including Petra Druzanen. They looted iron tools and goods, dumped the ship's provisions overboard, and destroyed the vessel using 6 baidarkas. Despite resistance, the fur traders eventually prevailed. During Russian rule, some Onangan were forcibly relocated to the uninhabited Pribilof Islands and to Bering Island in the Commander Islands near the Kamchatkan Peninsula. During the Second World War, Attu's residents were taken to Japan, while the U.S. government evacuated Aleut communities to Southeast Alaska. Today, Onangan live mainly in the Eastern Aleutians, the Pribilofs, the Alaskan mainland, and Bering Island. In 1912, the U.S. Navy installed a radio station at Dutch Harbor. By 1940, construction had begun on a naval air station, a submarine base, and an army post to defend the site. Although Dutch Harbor offered excellent anchorage, a Mackinac Island had little level land. As a result, the air station was initially designed for seaplanes, specifically PBY Catalina flying boats. A small airstrip with catapult and arresting gear, similar to an aircraft carrier, was also built. Eventually, a short runway was blasted from the rock at the base of Mount Ballyhoo to accommodate fighter aircraft. The Navy facility became the Dutch Harbor Naval Operating Base, while the Army post was formally named Fort Mears in honor of Colonel Frederick Mears, a member of the original Alaskan Engineering Commission that built the Alaska Railroad. On June 3, 1942, 20 planes launched from two aircraft carriers of the Imperial Japanese Navy bombed Dutch Harbor, targeting the radio station and petroleum tanks. This marked the first aerial attack on the continental United States during the Pacific War. The two-day assault killed 43 Americans and at least 10 Japanese. Dutch Harbor remained a key defensive outpost for the remainder of the Second World War, but was abandoned shortly after the conflict ended. Many of its buildings stood empty for decades. In the 1950s, Dutch Harbor emerged as a hub for the Alaskan king crab fishery, and by 1978, it had become the largest fishing port in the United States. Former military buildings were repurposed as warehouses, bunkhouses, and family homes. After the king crab population collapsed in 1982, the local economy shifted to bottom fishing for pollock, restoring some stability. In the late 1980s, the U.S. government funded a cleanup of the derelict fort, and the site was converted for commercial use. Thank you for listening. Read the article below for more information, including dozens of links to source material and references. Please subscribe to learn more about the West Coast of North America at coastview.org.